Today, the Biden-Harris 2024 campaign has officially begun. Fox continues to bleed out after losing Tucker, but AOC insists, no, it's Tucker's loss. We'll get into all of that and more, and it all starts right now. Welcome to the news and why it matters. I am Sarah Gonzalez, and yes, it's here. The moment we've all been clamoring for. Joe Biden, the man who can barely coherently complete a sentence, has announced that he is running for president again. Yes, yes, yes. Please, please hold your applause until the end. The 250-year-old dementia patient in chief, whose doctor assures us is quite vigorous, because when you look at Joe Biden, he is the epitome of vigor. He has formally announced the Biden-Harris 2024 campaign. Arguably, the two worst politicians in our lifetime are teaming up once again to bring you four more years of this. More inflation, more food shortages, more gas price hikes, more tyranny. Four more years because we haven't completely destroyed the country yet. Well, Biden released a video announcement in which he, always the great unifier, of course, accused Republicans of doing a whole bunch of things they're actually, like, not doing. Watch.
Freedom. Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans.
There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred.
That's been the work of my first term, to fight for our democracy.
This shouldn't be a revolution.
To protect our rights, to make sure that everyone in this country is treated equally and that everyone is given a fair shot at making it.
Because we don't already have
that. But you know, around the country, MAGA extremists are lining up to take on those bedrock freedoms. Cutting Social Security that you paid for your entire life while cutting taxes for the very wealthy. Dictating what healthcare decisions women can make. Banning books and telling people who they can love. All while making it more difficult for you to be able to vote.
Oh, there's the shot.
When I ran for president 4 years ago, I said we're in a battle for the soul of America.
Yep,
and we
sure
still are.
Yep.
Question we're facing is whether in the years ahead we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. I know what I want the answer to be, and I think you do too. This is not a time to be complacent. That's why I'm running for re-election.
Do we want more or less freedoms? I see. So the man who tried to starve your families when you didn't line up to get the clot shot, the man who wants to take away your right to bear arms, take away the freedom to protect your family however you choose, the man who wants to federally mandate that a man can prance around a woman's locker room with his penis hanging out while denying women the freedom to not be violated, the man who has weaponized every single federal alphabet agency to target half the country, wants you to believe he cares one iota about your freedoms while he is chipping away at them every single freaking day. And by the way, Joe Biden is a liar. There has not been one Republican lawmaker, not one, who has proposed a cut to Social Security. But you know what? There should be. It's been an abject failure and it's bleeding. Dictating what healthcare decisions women can make with their body? No. We're just saying, hey, you should probably, like, not kill your baby because that's wrong. Banning books? That's laughable, coming from the same people who are calling for Dr. Seuss and Willy Wonka to be permanently altered so they're woke enough for 2023. And yes, of course, telling people who to love. No. We're just saying talking about sexual preferences in front of children is wrong. And if you do that, you're a groomer and a child abuser and deserve the harshest penalty that the law affords, which I personally believe should be the death penalty. Oops, is that too extreme? But of course, this is coming from the man who doesn't even think your kids are yours. They're all of our children. Watch.
Rebecca put a teacher's creed into words when she said, "There's no such thing as someone else's child." No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
Oh, they're all our children. This is right out of the communist playbook, like literally written by Karl Marx in the Communist Manifesto when he called for the abolition of the family unit and ensured that communism would ensure that children be educated by the state, not the parents, because your children don't belong to you. They belong to all of us. They're communal. So all that being said, congratulations, everyone. The communist Biden regime is running again in what I'm sure will be even safer and more secure than the safest and most secure election of 2020. You may now applaud. Interesting. Here to discuss this and more are Chad Prather, host of The Chad Prather Show, and Yaku Buyens, host of The Bottom Line and Blaze TV contributor. So it's fascinating when I hear that Biden now says, my child is his, because what he did with his children, not looking so hot. You got a crackhead and a girl who insists that she took inappropriate showers with her father. I don't want that guy coming anywhere near my children.
No, I've got a few different things. Like, again, listen, as many videos as we've seen of Joe sniffing kids, I don't think he needs more children.
No.
Right? And I agree with you. Like, I was sitting there and thinking, you know, when he said, if Hunter was my kid, I wouldn't want to take full responsibility for him either. I would give him to the nation, right? And maybe that means that if they're all of our kids, maybe we can start beating their ass. Because y'all got some spoiled kids. I've seen some of these video influencers, social media influencers that are pushing, you know, the Democrat agenda here that are, apparently they're paying these kids to do these. You've seen the videos, the ranting.
And they're horrible.
They're insane. I mean, these are 18-year-old kids who are, you know, pushing the Democratic talking points for whatever they're paying them. These kids didn't even vote in the 2020 election, and they're saying how Gen Z is going to come for us in 24. Get your kids, Joe. That's what I'm trying to say. Get your kids. You know, nobody wants Joe to run. Nobody thinks. And here's how they phrase it in some of the polls. It's not that, no, we don't want Joe to run. It's we don't think it's a good idea if he runs. Like, we'll support it if he does, but we don't think it's a good idea. And by the way, Barack Obama just tweeted today that he supports Joe in his reelection. Of course he does, because he's the one pulling the strings.
Yeah. Right. I support Obama 2.0. That's what Obama said.
Spare not the rod, brother.
Yeah, beat them kids.
Listen, if you don't discipline them, you don't love them.
That's right. Exactly right.
Maybe he wants the children to be the nation's children because he'd like to hand his off, like Chad said, and what a dismal job as a parent. As a, I can't call him a leader. I just can't get myself there. As an occupier of a seat, an oxygen thief, one that leeches, you know, on society, answers to Obama and Rice and then the Davos crowd and so on. I don't think they want him to run, to be honest with you. And I'm still going to stand with my prediction that I'm waiting for the moment when the party, the blue party, come and says, we don't think he's medically fit.
That's going to be interesting to see.
I think that's coming.
I think it's coming.
Because they want Newsom. I believe that. I believe they want Newsom. I know JFK Jr. is going to throw a whole monkey wrench in that hole.
Yeah, RFK.
RFK is going to throw a whole monkey wrench in that operation because they don't like him either.
Yeah.
So, but I think they want Newsom. But I really do believe the party is going to say, we don't think you're fit. You should take a bench.
Newsom is obviously very clearly trying to, you know, he's coming at Ron DeSantis all the time. Like, he's clearly trying to elevate himself to a national stage. So it'll be fascinating. But I want to go back to, Chad, you mentioned, like, most Democrats don't want him to run for re-election. Most of America doesn't want Joe Biden to run for re-election. There was a new NBC News poll that shows that 70% of Americans who were polled believe Biden should not run for re-election. And of those who said he should not run for re-election, 48% said it is because of his age. But in the same poll, 41% said they would vote for Biden in the general election.
So, I sort of disagree, I guess. Who knows? It's a coin toss, right, Yaku? I mean, if they say he's medically unfit, then they're basically throwing in the towel, confessing that they've known all along he was medically unfit. I think if they just run this primary system out and let it go to a vote, they can already rig the elections and get however their pre-planned selection deal. They just rig him out of it. I mean, that's if
they saved Newsom once with a rig.
Yeah, they did. And so they can do this on the national level, and they will do it. I think it just goes to the primary. And, you know, barring something happened to the old man, he makes it to the primary and they just vote him out. I think that's what's going to happen.
I just want to add, just for our overlords over on big tech platforms, that he said the word rig. I think we all know that obviously the 2020 election was, as I mentioned before, the safest and most secure election
100%.
In the history of all time.
Joe Biden got 81 million legitimate votes, more black votes than Barack Obama. I know that. But now we see what he did. I mean, you know, he's caught red-handed at this point with Joe Biden and Antony Blinken and 51 intel agents. I mean, if that's not whatever you want to call it. I mean, if we're not going to talk about the DNC paying for the Steele dossier and all these things and manipulating all of the intel and the hiding of the Hunter Biden laptop and saying the New York Times or New York Post, who was it? New York Times story about the laptop.
New York Post.
Mm-hmm. Russian disinformation. Mm-hmm. Well, then, I mean, I don't know what you call meddling if that's not it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's meddling.
I know.
You know?
Well, and it's just so, they're so... I think that they're very good. They're so cunning at their gaslighting tactics because they just spent how long accusing Donald Trump of interfering in the election in 2016 with Russia. And that was the biggest deal ever. They impeached him over a phone call, and they claimed again that the phone call was to interfere in the 2020 election. And that was so bad they had to impeach him. Now you have, as Chad pointed out, all of this very, very clear-cut evidence that orders came from deep within these agencies to censor all of this information, to claim that it was, you know, Russian disinformation, to dispute it. Mm-hmm. And all of the same people who cried about democracy ending seem to not care at all.
We're almost 7 years post Hillary losing that election, and she's still talking about how Trump stole.
Yeah.
Her words, stole.
Yeah, she's dead to rights on the whole thing. I mean, they know what she's...
So we're almost 7 years past, but they can. But this is this whole double standard. They can, you cannot. They make the rules. You know, I've been contemplating this whole freedom movement. And sadly to say, even on the Republican side of it, Sarah, I've come to the conclusion, because we got real bad actors in the Republican Party, too. They're not with us. They're not with us. They're not who we think they are. It is a freedom movement. But it's a freedom from God movement. It's a freedom to do whatever I so choose to do, not the right thing, even on the right. As long as you leave me alone and I can do whatever I want to do. Now, on the left is as long as I can destroy, kill, steal, rape, hurt innocent children. But so when he talks about freedom, he means it. He's talking about freedom from anything that's good for this nation.
It's libertinism.
Yeah, it's libertinism, 100%. And it is. Look, that Humanist Manifesto that was signed in 1933, right? John Dewey and the guys. Stalin spoke into that thing. It is Marxism. You're saying it, you know, on the nose. They're coming from a playbook that was written eons ago. Mm-hmm. It's not even new. It's not even fresh. But my concern is, if I ask a Gen Zer today, what makes America special? Why should we defend her? Why should we stand it? They can't tell you. Mm-hmm. They haven't seen it. We've talked about it, Chad. It's not like your faith. You got to live it. Got to walk it out. They haven't seen it, because what they've seen is they set cities on fire and we don't fight back. They arrest people without cause, without even charging them, and we don't fight back. They change definition of man and woman. We don't fight back. Naked guys walk into women's locker rooms. We don't fight back. They haven't seen the America that has balls.
Yeah.
That fights back, that says no to terror. We don't negotiate with terrorists, right? They've just seen us give and give.
Yeah, but
why would they fight?
We can unsubscribe from Fox Nation, though,
yep.
and we can not drink Bud Light. Like, I see it. And then they're throwing it in our face about, again, some of these little kid influencers on the left are saying, we're coming for you. We're coming for you. You know, you've had your time. We're coming for you now. Those are threats. You can see transgender people on TikTok who are saying, buy a gun. I'm telling you, arm yourself, because you're not going to stop me from coming in a bathroom. We're coming for you. We see these threats, and you're right. We haven't done anything about any of that stuff. We've become very, very impotent. We live in this illusion of freedom now. You know, we have AOC who goes on social media and says deplatforming is a good thing in reference to Tucker Carlson. That is a government official saying violation that this is a government official saying we should violate free speech. Mm-hmm. We should stop it. You know, if you were to protect your home, you see how it goes. You protect your home with a firearm. You have your Second Amendment right. And you do something, you're the one that goes to jail, right? We live in this illusion of freedom. And conservatives, the law-abiding people, the compassionate people among us, we're scared. They're scared to do anything. They don't want to because, again, the system's rigged.
Right. Yeah. You mentioned AOC talking about deplatforming Tucker. Let's talk about the Tucker situation. We've got some interesting updates when we get back. First, I want to thank our sponsor, Birch Gold. So you guys are seeing the consequences of inflation firsthand, especially if you've got, you know, you've got an IRA or a 401k in the market. have you checked on it lately? It's probably not doing well. All right. So I am telling you to take the advice that we took earlier and just took again, what was it, 2 weeks ago, which is to diversify into gold and silver. You can do that with Birch Gold. Historically, gold and silver has been a great hedge against the stock market and against inflation. And if you don't want to just look at your 401k and watch it just continue wasting away, just your hard-earned money just keeps getting less and less and less. Your retirement egg just keeps getting less and less and less. Talk to the people at Birch Gold. They're going to make it very easy to convert an IRA or a 401k into an IRA with precious metals. You can text the word Y to 989898. They're going to send you a free information kit on gold. It's no obligation, so there's no reason not to do it. Just make sure you're informed on this. All right, check it out. I don't want to see you waste your money away. Text the word Y to 989898. This is a part of the program where I tell you crazy kids who are watching on YouTube to make sure, if you're watching and you're entertained, the least you can do is go ahead and hit that like button. Make sure to subscribe to the channel. Even those of you who have subscribed before, you're getting magically unsubscribed, I hear. So make sure that you are subscribed. Comment. Let us know what you think. Are you excited for Biden 2024? Let us know in the comments below. All right. So I want to talk Tucker here because, you know, it's fascinating, and we'll get to AOC in a second, but it's fascinating seeing all of these brain-dead leftists who, as soon as the news broke, they're like, yes, Tucker is gone, as if Tucker isn't important and big enough and famous enough and rich enough to just go do whatever he wants himself and have everyone come with him. They're so stupid, they don't get it. But Fox is finding that out as well. Fox Corporation's stock plummeted as much as 5% on Monday, wiping out nearly $1 billion in market value following the announcement. And, you know, I just...
Expensive decision.
Very expensive decision. I will say, you mentioned canceling Fox Nation and not drinking Bud Light and all of that. I did. I got Fox Nation specifically for Tucker.
Okay.
I'm gone.
That's the only thing anybody got Fox Nation.
No one watches
for
Fox Nation.
Nobody was watching Fox Nation until they brought Tucker on.
Yep.
And they brought Tucker on because the thing was a dismal failure.
Well, I noticed as I canceled that after I canceled and it said, you know, they're trying to keep you,
offer you a 2-for-1?
Yes.
Freebie?
Yes. But one of the things that they showed you as like the content that they're offering were Tucker Carlson originals.
Content.
It had Tucker Carlson's face right there. I'm like, oh, you're fine profiting off of this man, but you want to give him the boot. Interesting. Very interesting. So one of those brain-dead leftists that I mentioned before is, of course, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who went on her social media accounts to, you know, gloat about, oh, well, the deplatforming actually works, guys. I'm so glad that Tucker Carlson is gone. Watch.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. What I will say, though, is while I'm very glad that the person that was arguably responsible for some of the largest, driving some of the most amounts of death threats and violent threats, not just to my office,
really?
But to plenty of people across the country.
I
also kind of feel like I'm like waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled. And then you see like the villain's like hand reemerge out to grip over like the end of a building or something. But deplatforming works, and it is important. And there you go. Good things can happen.
So, Chad, am I wrong? Sorry, Sarah.
No, please, I...
Chad, am I wrong to say that when you play football for a team, the team holds you accountable for everything you say on off the field? You answer
for
it.
That's true. That's why you have team captains.
Trust me, I've been in that locker room when they tell you, hey, Friday night, maybe you didn't represent our values or it's X, Y, Z. She just spoke for a party. She spoke for a house that she represents because you don't turn it off 9 to 5. She's an elected official.
She spoke for a constituency that she represents.
For a constituency that she represents. That's what happened there. Promoting the lack of freedom of speech and deplatforming. What she doesn't understand clearly is that now Tucker Carlson does not answer to a producer anymore. He is the producer now. Because I myself, Sarah, have sent his producers footage of child graves, and they wrote back to me saying, we will never show that. I'm sure now when I send some things to Tucker, he's going to go, let's run that sucker. Mm-hmm. Let's tell America. What they just did is they just opened the cage, cut the leash off the tiger, and said, run, baby, run. So, yeah, maybe that was a good D platform. We needed it. We needed him free from the tentacles of the Murdoch family.
Yeah, if you think that his reporting and exposure of January 6th is going to get, like, you know, removed and not actually go more all in.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I said yesterday, you pluck a weed, you get a garden, right? I mean, this is going to explode. Her little villain hand at the end of the deal. I mean, honey, you have no idea. Now, let's go back to the point she made about how he is the biggest driver of death threats to her office. Again, provide the receipts.
Exactly.
How do I have no doubt she gets threats. Everybody in the public eye.
So do I.
Yeah. Tell me how Tucker Carlson drove that.
They never can.
They create this villain. You created the villain. You literally threw him in the vat of the poison that turned him into this nefarious creature you so called. I mean, it's a figment of your imagination. You live in a fantasy world. It's an illusion. But what's not an illusion is when you have a government official who says, you know what, let's violate the First Amendment and deplatform him. She's saying, I'm okay with that.
Yes. Promotes
I'm okay with that. Yeah. You can't do that as a congressperson. You can't say, I'm okay with people being silenced like that. That is wrong.
But it's always, always about her, though. It's about her again.
Well, again, if she made herself the victim.
January 6th, she's the victim. She's not even in the building, but she's the victim. Yeah. They came for her. She was just four buildings over, right? This is about her again. My office. That's a deranged human being that needs serious trauma therapy. Derangement syndrome therapy that maybe needs to get rid of some of the four personalities that she carries, right? Okay?
Man, and all four of them suck.
None of them are good.
I haven't met a sweet one. Not a single. There's no.
Alex Stein may disagree, but I disagree with him.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a sweet one either.
I don't think so. No, there's no sweet face of Eve in there. Not at all. So.
I just, you know, it'll be great to watch Tucker's triumphant return, whatever he does. Obviously, I know yesterday I was like, Tucker, call us, just saying. We'd love to have you on the Blaze. But, I mean, you couldn't blame the guy for saying, you know what, I'm going to go independent, right? Like,
take a break and then come back swinging.
Yeah.
Well, it's like Dave Rubin said whenever Tucker came in and saw his house set up and said, dude, you're living the dream.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
He's going to be bigger than Joe Rogan. He's going to have it's going to be.
Chad, you know, not here. I know that doesn't happen here, but I know it happens over there. Whether it's Jesse's show or Mark Levin, they answer to the producers. The higher ups, the floor up coming, they set the guardrails for these guys.
Sure.
And this is why you see such a difference between Tucker and Sean Hannity and some of the guys.
Well, the profit determines everything, right? It's all about the money. It's all about the advertiser. So whether it's Big Pharma, whether it's the COVID shot or whatever the whole thing was, I mean, you start talking about stuff like that and you got the Pfizers of the world and the Modernas of the world that are paying these guys. But, you know, it's just fascinating to me that you see the consequence that immediate of the stock value just falling off. I mean, the market value, $1 billion. I wish I was worth that much money. I would gladly just fade into obscurity.
Well,
I would never do that. I'd be louder than ever.
Yeah, Chad's too much of a loud mouth for that.
I would confine you and say, you lost your identity.
I'd be louder than ever. I'd be creating an army of disciples.
All right, let's go ahead and let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more. I want to thank Eden Pure. So they've got this thunderstorm air purifier that uses Oxy technology that is going to destroy viruses, odors, mold, so much more. They've got over 300,000 already sold, including some that I have in my house, which we love because I have a zoo and I have a prepubescent teen, preteen. And he just stinks. And by the way, he doesn't like to shower. What is it with boys not wanting to shower?
We love our
shower. I don't know. I was never there. I don't understand. I don't get that. Okay. I like a shower. So I don't
know. Yeah, I'm like, will you shower? No, I don't want to. You
shower
stink.
Now.
You stink. Go shower. I don't want to. You're not going to have friends because you're going to be the stinky kid. I don't care. Well, at least my house doesn't have to smell like that with the thunderstorm air purifier. So if you've got, maybe you've got litter boxes like we do at home, we've got an air purifier right there, the thunderstorm right there in that room. Don't smell the cat poop anymore. No one complains about it anymore. If you cook stuff in your kitchen, put one in your kitchen, wherever you need it. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. Put in discount code Sarah to save $200. That is EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code Sarah, and shipping is free. Medical case from 2016 that has just resurfaced as one of the largest gender clinics in the UK shuts down is highlighting the dangers of trans surgery, specifically in children and young adults. This was an 18-year-old biological male who died tragically after receiving a sex change operation on his penis. So because the patient had started receiving puberty blockers at such a young age, there was not enough penile tissue to create this neo-vagina, they like to call. And doctors had to use tissue from the patient's bowels, which resulted in a fatal necrotizing fasciitis from E. coli. So, this patient, by the way, was one of the participants in the landmark Dutch study that is widely used to promote child sex change experiments as being a successful way to treat gender dysphoria. Look, we did all this, and the patient says that they feel better. By the way, the study has been largely criticized since for ignoring basic scientific standards and failing to report the many adverse effects many patients experience, and likely the one who died as well.
If it saves one child's life.
That's what they tell us, Chad.
Then it should be banned.
Mm.
There's one child's life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Forget the lives that are ruined.
Yeah.
We're talking about death.
Right.
Here, because you took a part of someone's rectum and their colon and replaced it into a part of the body where it doesn't go.
Which was done because you started them at puberty blockers too young, and he didn't develop.
Where are we in Frankenstein's experiment?
Right. It's almost like God created us just perfectly, and perhaps we shouldn't mess with that
fearfully, wonderfully made, and you start messing with that, and weird things start to happen.
Don't leave out in his image. And by the way, it was done because they want to play God. And when you poke your finger in the eye of God, you will feel it. You do not get away with it. And this is, unfortunately, this is now their poster child. And this child person lost a life because he was lied to. He was lied to by adults when he was younger. He was coerced. He was defrauded. He was abused. Because it's a form of abuse. May I even say someone like Mulvaney, they're playing into the insecurities and the dark, bitter parts of that individual's heart, and they're exploiting him like they're exploiting Greta, like they're exploiting Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And his wife is exploiting him. They play into them and they make him their forerunners, they make him their puppets, they prop him up, and they really, frankly, don't care if they die.
No, they don't.
No.
The end justifies the means for these people.
Well, I mean, they would care in the sense that that would be one less patient they're receiving lifelong money from. They would care in that sense, sure. But that's not it.
That's for sure in that regard. But you're right. The system, if you think that the system out there cares about your gayness or your queerness or your lesbianism or your transness or your whatever, your blackness, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
They want to use you for their gain, and the gain is power. And as long as they can marginalize you and keep you victimized, keep you down, then they retain that power. You're right. I mean, take a Jill Biden. Jill Biden will be a first lady for the rest of her life. She's a relatively young lady compared to Joe. She'll live in, you know, power and prestige long after Joe's gone, if things play out normally. All these people don't care. They don't care. They're willing to grind all of you up in the system, spit you out, and when they're done with you, they're done. You're discarded. And these people are on the wrong side of history. Mm-hmm. And problem is, it's going to be too late.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's fascinating. You know, I'm not sure that there is one industry that I would say I definitely trust the top experts, right? When you talk about, because you're talking about, I mean, Dr. Fauci was supposed to be the top expert at, you know, getting everything wrong.
And one black guy on the front porch shut him down to the point where he had to walk off. Right, he had no answers.
Right. You have all of these scientists who are experts who claim that we're all going to die from climate change, even though we look at the, you know, the studies and that shows to not be true. And also, by the way, we're completely forgetting about the, what, 60 years now that they have been promoting some sort of a climate change hoax that you're going to die from acid rain. You know, you're going to, it's global warming. Oh, wait, it's global cooling. Oh, wait, it's the ice age. Oh, wait, we can't decide what it's going to be next. So we're just going to call it all-encompassing climate change, right? You've got all of these experts. You know, the reason why this resurfaced was the closing of, I mentioned the UK gender clinic. It's called Tavistock. And Tavistock actually, they closed the NHS. Think about how radical they are over in the UK. The NHS closed this clinic down, one of the biggest gender clinics in the UK, because they were being asked for evidence that they, young people could give informed consent, that they were receiving all of the information, that they could understand the treatment and what was going to happen after the treatment. And the clinic could not provide any data on its practice or safety. And the radical NHS was even like, you guys have to close down. And here in America, you have, lawmakers throwing big fits about, oh, trans lawmakers, by the way, throwing big fits about how, you know, we're banning child mutilation all in the name of trans rights. It is so backwards. I want to play this for you guys. So there were a bunch of protesters that shouted down and disrupted the proceedings over in Montana in the House of Representatives, showing their support for the transgender lawmaker. We're doing that now. This is Zoe Zephyr, who they said that she was being silenced. He was being silenced after lashing out at colleagues. They're chanting, "Let her speak," over there. So the GOP-led chamber voted to uphold a gag order on him, who was in the room and was holding up a microphone, which is interesting because I feel like if you're holding up a microphone, you could just speak if you wanted to. Here you hear them yelling, "This is our house," and all, again, all because the representatives said, we should ban child mutilation. We should ban transgender procedures for children. This is how radical we are here in America. The UK is closing down their gender clinics. They're rethinking their strategy when it comes to gender-confused children. Here in America, the inmates are running the asylum, I guess.
The Chinese right now, and this is verified, as we're sitting here at BRICS meeting in South Africa, the Chinese right now are giving all their male soldiers testosterone. They're putting them through rigorous physical exercise in high school. The average height of the Chinese male has gone up. The French are doing the same. The Dutch are doing it. They're doing it all over Africa. They're breeding men because they know what's coming. And we're sitting here breeding powder cake, powder puffs, telling them to feel and not do anything. And even in the conservative movement, just feel. As long as you feel and have this virtual activism and you like and you tweet and you do something, we're in serious trouble, Sarah, because our society has abandoned reason, logic, definitely abandoned God, but it's abandoned any resemblance of truth. Anything where you can just say, hey, hold up, that's off.
Right.
No, what's off today? Here's what's happening. The United Nations is about to pass a law that said children can give consent at almost any age. And we know when they do that, and UNESCO does that, it floods into America. So welcome, California. You're going to see they're going to try and lower your age of consent to 12 statutory rape is 17.
Well,
good luck protecting that child when she goes, sorry, the neighbor forced himself on me. Sorry, honey, you're 12 in one day. You're 14 in one day. It's insanity.
Why wouldn't they go there? If the child can pick their own gender, why wouldn't they be able to do that?
That's why they push the gender issue so young.
I know.
Because they always overplay their hand knowing what? That will settle, Chad. Mm-hmm. It's negotiations. Isn't that the art of the deal?
Yeah.
You want 200, ask for 280. And we'll bargain down to 200.
What have we got left in this segment? How much time?
You're good.
Got a minute? Okay. So Tim Kennedy sat down with me yesterday. He's on my Chad Prather show, Overtime. It'll come out Friday. You sit down with a guy like Tim Kennedy, MMA champion. He's a soldier. He's done a lot of stuff. He oozes masculinity.
Yes.
I mean, just oozes it, right? He's a man. And so I said, what are you doing? I said, are you going home today? And he said, just long enough to grab my bag and some cash, and I'm getting on a plane to Sudan. Now, for those who don't know, there's something going on in Sudan right now. They just evacuated the embassy. There's 20,000 to 60,000 American citizens that are trapped in Sudan right now. We may be about to witness the greatest loss of American life in one place that we haven't seen in generations. Tim Kennedy said, I'm leading a ground force of 6 men. To go in there and evacuate. 6 men to go in there and try to evacuate between 20,000 to 60,000 people to see who we can save.
Golly.
That's masculinity.
Is he taking Dylan Mulvaney?
No, that was my point. Nowhere do we call. We don't call the Dylan Mulvaneys of the world.
Leah didn't sign up.
No, didn't do it. We don't call Hollywood actors, none of them. We don't call those people. We don't call the woke, you know, Kevin Bacon who's dancing around with Kira
Sean
Sedgwick.
Penn, maybe?
No, he's not going. He's not going. They're not going. Michael, whatever his name is, none of these
Michael
guys
Moore.
Are going. None of them are going.
Of course not.
But you know who we call on? We call on real men to go in there and get the job done. When Chad Robichaud and Tim Kennedy and some others went in and evacuated over 14,000 people from Afghanistan in the greatest evacuation that America's ever known, in the middle of that thing, and took a ground force of just a dozen guys in there, and they're floating in rivers 30 feet from the Taliban, you know? That's real masculinity.
Yeah.
And I know when the stuff goes down, I know who you beta soy boy cucks that are out there, who you're going to be hiding behind. It's going to be the Tim Kennedys of the world.
I'm going to be hiding behind Tim Kennedy.
Me too.
No,
listen.
No, those beta soy boys are going to be hiding behind real women.
That's true. It's going to go Tim Kennedy, me, Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah.
That's going to be the flow.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. But we want to thank Pure Health. So Pure Health is for anyone, maybe you're looking to ignite, you know, your metabolism, boost your energy, just really transform your body. You have to take care of your liver, which is your body's detoxifier. Chad and I take this stuff every day.
Every day.
I mean, we do drink tequila. That might have something
every
to do
day.
With it. But... Yeah,
I want you to
every
take
day.
It, but I don't want you to have to.
Your liver is really important. People forget and maybe often neglect it, but it performs like, I don't know, 500 functions in your body every day. It's removing, detoxifying from all of the man-made chemicals.
Ibuprofen, the statins you take for cholesterol, all kinds of stuff.
Cigarettes.
We bombard our liver every day.
Yes, food additives, all of it. So, you know, you may not realize that you're suffering with this fatty liver. It slows down and becomes sluggish, and you might be struggling with weight gain and feeling tired all of the time because of it. So you got to try Liver Health Formula. It's all natural. It contains 12 botanicals that are clinically proven to recharge and protect your liver at the cellular level. You're going to feel much better. It's going to boost your energy. And as an added bonus, you may even get that metabolism boosted and lose some weight. Right now, you can try Liver Health Formula completely risk-free and receive 5 free gifts when you order. You can go to getliverhelp.com/news. That is getliverhelp.com/news. The Arkansas judge overseeing the custody battle between Hunter Biden and... you know, his baby mama, London Alexis Roberts, has ordered Hunter to appear in court to answer questions about the laptop. This is Circuit Court Judge Holly Meyer, who told both parties' attorneys, I want both of your clients at every hearing that I conduct. I will no longer allow us to dismiss clients from these hearings because it is interfering with the progress of this litigation. And this was issued after Hunter's attorney could not answer if the infamous laptop belonged to his client. So this is a quote. He said that it was, quote, not my client's laptop as far as I know, end quote, adding that Hunter has, quote, never accepted that that's his laptop.
It's plausible. End quote.
There has got to be so much Hunter Biden DNA on that thing. Yeah. If you think about all the stuff he's put stuff through. Oh, this thing. You dig the keyboard out of that thing, and I promise you, oh, there's something on that hard drive.
I mean, what is the other option? I fly right past that. What is the other option?
Oh my God.
Well, I thought Joe said they're all our kids.
Wouldn't it be funny if a child custody judge was to take down Hunter Biden for his laptop and all the crap that's on
him? Yes,
that would be funny.
Yes, because
that would be so sweet.
He refuses to even acknowledge this child who already has had a DNA test come back and say that it's his. He doesn't want to pay child support.
Joe said we're raising all the kids, right? Isn't that what Joe said?
I mean, the FBI, the CIA didn't take him down for it. A child custody judge over a custody battle and child support is going to take this guy down and show all the pedophilia and all the paraphernalia that's on him.
And how fitting would it be in a state run by Sarah Sanders.
Right.
Right. No place like Arkansas.
I mean, it's just like it's right. It's right. It's fitting.
It's something like that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And you got a Hunter who's hiding out at the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He hadn't left the White House because he knows they're trying to get
Marcia,
him on all
Marcia,
these different
I'm
deals.
I'm proud of Marcia. She tweeted, I don't know what she did, some social media platform she wrote about that he's hiding out.
He's hiding out. Yeah, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee talked about that,
But I don't understand. Who are you? Who?
I'm hiding in the embassy. You're in America.
If the illegals can do it, I can too. I'm so confused. Whose laptop was it, if not Hunter's? Like, what is the argument here? Because this is clearly, they're not all deep fakes.
It's not sure, Sarah.
They haven't thought it that far through yet. They're not quite sure where they're going to go.
You and I on overtime episodes of my show have shown unseen footage that's from the laptop that is still to this day haunts us.
Oh, God.
They can do that on Blaze. They can't do that on Fox and MSNBC. Well, they won't on the others. But, yeah, we showed some stuff on there that you're like, what is this guy doing? It's a lot, bro.
He's doing what his daddy taught him to do.
It's all he's ever known, dude.
That's what he's doing.
It's all he's ever known. That's why they call him his dad, Pedo Peter. I mean, they've, it runs in the family. That's why Ashley Biden waited till after midnight to take showers because she was afraid her dad was going to come get in there with her.
Yep.
I mean, at what point, if I were doing that, you would put me in prison.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
If it were me, you would put me in prison. Yep.
And it hasn't stopped, mind you.
No, it hasn't stopped.
Yeah, sniffing girls last week.
Almost every week now going on sniffing another kid. Of course it hasn't stopped. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. It's gotten worse probably with the dementia.
Yeah,
of course.
He doesn't realize there are cameras. Karine Jean-Pierre, trying very hard to be diverse and inclusive, had a bunch of lesbians join her on stage in front of the White House press corps because it is apparently Lesbian Visibility Week. Watch.
So this week is Lesbian Visibility Week, and as the first openly queer person to hold the position of press secretary for the President of the United States, I see every day how important visibility and representation are.
Mm.
Today, I'm honored to welcome the cast of The L Word and Generation Q, two Showtime series that chronicle the friendship, the love, the challenges, and the triumphs of strong, funny, and resilient queer women.
I love funny queer women.
Thanks, everybody. This is like the quietest I've heard you guys.
Is it? Really?
Okay, now let's continue. I have a couple things at the top, and then we'll open it up for... questions and answer, per usual.
Wow. Apparently, the White House press corps not super impressed with Lesbian Visibility Week.
They don't care. No one cares.
Did you know that lesbians existed? I had no idea until today. No idea.
You know, it's really vile to me. Number one, it's an abuse of power and position, okay? But here's the deal. The parents who lost their children in Nashville to a lesbian, trans, deranged shooter has not been invited to the
wedding. Not invited.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like I learned something today. Lesbians exist.
I can see them now.
Now I know.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.